Zach Cohen joins us right now. Bloomberg government, Congress reporter. He's in the marbled halls of Congress. What actually goes on in the halls of Congress, Zach Cohen, when it's only two people talking to each other, the Speaker and the President?
Well, it's both the Speaker and the President, as well as sort of their top deputies. You've got Congressman Garrett Graves from Louisiana, Congressman Patrick McHenry, also the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee.
He's the bow-tied one?
Yeah, he's the bow-tied one, exactly. And then the White House has got a couple of aides, too, people like Shalonda Young, a former congressional aide herself, Steve Ricchetti. These are the folks who are actually working out the nitty-gritty, and then Biden and McCarthy, I would assume, are talking at more high level about what they think they can get their two parties to agree on. But it's up to these more seasoned negotiators that I mentioned that are actually working out the specifics. What are we cutting? What are we not cutting? And that's the kind of stuff that really can make or break a deal.
So if the document that they end up reading over 72 hours or whatever it is 1,500 pages, I'm picking that out of thin air, folks. How large is the document the negotiators are working on? Is it like a 8-page PowerPoint? Is it 24 pages, single line? I mean, how big is the actual thing they're hammering out in a, you know, in a meeting room nobody cares about?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think anybody knows how long the document is. It might be actually very short. It might just be a simple debt limit increase with a sort of, you know, addendum saying in the part of the, as part of the appropriations process, needs to finish by September 30th. That we will separately have all these other spending restrictions in place. So we don't know if it'll be a very short bill or a very long bill, but certainly McCarthy has told his members he wants to give them 72 hours in order to read any particular bill that might come to the floor. This is something that he did promise conservatives in his fight for the speakership earlier this year, and something that some Republican lawmakers insist that they will need, which does drag out the possibility that we get closer and closer to the X date without final approval by Congress.
S&P Global PMI numbers out, Paul. Mm-hmm. PMI services, better than good. Composite, better than good. Manufacturing, a little bit light. We'll go into details there. It moves the market with the two-year yield rebounding to 4.39%. It was a little bit lower yield there 10, 20 minutes ago. Paul?
All right, Tom, thank you. Zach, you know, to the extent folks on Wall Street are paying attention to this, and one could argue that maybe equity investors really aren't, but to the extent that we are, we're kind of thinking, I don't know, June 1st, early June, that's when I got to really get serious about this. But in Congress, in Washington, does something have to happen before then? I mean, what are the folks in Washington feeling like? How much time do we have left?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to recognize on Congress or on the Hill, June 1st is not the deadline for a deal. June 1st is the deadline to get it done. And in the House, it's going to take, like I said, at least 3 or 4 days for a bill to work its way through the House. And then in the Senate, who isn't even in town this week, will need a couple of days as well to process any bill that would need to pass and get signed into law before Treasury can, you know, issue more bonds.
He's so inside the Beltway, he doesn't even realize what he said. I'm going to ask, Zach, for Paul, why aren't they working this week in the Senate?
Well, because the action's in the House. You got the White House and the House that are really negotiating, and frankly, most House members aren't involved either. And so I'm sure, you know, Schumer and McConnell's deputies are all in touch with the proper people to make sure they know what's going on. But there's nothing really for the Senate to vote on right now. Now, Schumer did say that senators should be prepared to come back to, you know, the Hill within 24 hours, and if the House is any indication, they will have plenty of heads up on when they need to act.
Where are you? And Greg Villiers was pretty negative on this today. The idea that they're actually going to get something done in the first 2 weeks of June versus, as you said, we're going to get to a one-page agreement that moves the Caniff down to August or later.
I guess we'll have to see, right? They're really kind of running out of options. If the X date is closer to, you know, June 8th or 9th, which I think some analysts have said, the Bipartisan Policy Center came out today as early as June 2nd as a possible X date, which doesn't really leave them a lot of time to get something done now. That's a couple more days than June 1st, and we're hearing whispers that the House might stay in session this weekend over Memorial Day in order to get a deal through.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so there's definitely some urgency here, but at first they need to get a deal before really there's anything on the legislative side they can do.
So one of the things, you know, Tom brought up this point earlier, I mean, usually it's the President and the Speaker, they hammer out something and then just kind of push it to their respective parties. Is President Biden, is Speaker McCarthy, are they in a position to do that, or do they need to really sell it?
They'll absolutely need to sell whatever they come out of these negotiations with to their caucuses. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, the top Democrat in the House, was talking to a couple of reporters outside the Capitol last night and said, look, there are some spending cuts that the Biden administration is talking about, that there are some members that are not going to want to support that. There are progressives who do not want to give away anything on spending. But they recognize it's divided government, and they're going to need to reach some sort of agreement. And I think McCarthy's going to have the same issue on his right flank. It really, if you sort of squint, you can sort of see a coalition together of the, you know, with the Kyrsten Sinemas and Mark Molinaros of the world, the moderates in both chambers, right, providing the majorities. But if something goes to the House floor that doesn't have a majority of the majority, so to speak, you know, right, if most Republicans balk at McCarthy's position, that's going to leave him in a really tricky situation politically.
Zach, pro tip, when the Senate's not in session, you can get a quality nap in the basement at the old Supreme Court room. I mean, it's just amazing. You lay down on the floor there. Nobody knows you're there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful room. I love
it. It is. Seriously, folks, worldwide, it's the one place in Washington where you stop, because the doorway is so short. You duck your head and you go in, and it's
And what room is this?
This is where the Supreme Court met,
okay,
before the fancy building.
Okay.
This is where John Marshall held court. Mr. Cohen knows way more about this than I do. Zach Cohen, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate
Good
that.
Stuff.